This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. If you'd like to contact Gwyneth, get more information about her, you can go to USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. And click on the instructors tab, and you'll find her. There'll be a link, several links to Gwyneth Isaacs. And just as a note, we're working on having a get together with Mike Ma in Springfield, Missouri, on the 26th of October. It'll be about 4 hours. It'll be dinner. It'll be absolutely insightful. You'll learn things that you didn't even know about. Didn't even know you could learn these things. And there's only one guy. There's only one Mike Ma. Just literally, there's only one Mike Ma. And I think there are going to be fewer and fewer of these opportunities. I'm looking forward to it if we have enough people who are interested. So if you are, that would be the 26th on a Friday at a restaurant to be determined. Dinner's included, $50. Mike Ma gets the proceeds for this to cover his expenses to come. We're looking for between 10 and 25 people. We don't have that many yet. I can't believe it, but we don't. And if you're interested, send me an email, Vincent at USAPrepares.com or instructor at USAPrepares.com. And I'll need your phone number. I'll call you and give you the particulars. It's invitation only. That doesn't mean you're not invited. You are invited, but we want to keep this a private meeting. And we'll do it by invitation only, so you contact me, and you'll be on the list. I'll call you, let you know exactly where it's going to be, and we look forward to seeing you. So, Vincent at USA Prepares, instructor at USA Prepares, and we'll get back to you. But I do need your name and number, and it's just for me. Just for me. Okay? We're not sending your names and phone numbers to the other team. We don't even like the other team. So that's one thought. And one other thing I wanted to mention, we've been talking about farming. And so do farmers need to have a degree? And some people think of farmers as a bunch of bumpkins, right? Well, I can tell you that Gwyneth Isaacs has a degree, and she's a farmer. Our son has a degree, and he's a farmer. And I have one, and I'm a farmer. So is it necessary? No, but, you know, learning about chemistry.
It depends on what your degree is in.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say.
Right. Yeah. Chemistry, physics, biology, they're all important. And, you know, you need to study them. You don't have to study them at the university, but you need to know about biology. You need to know about chemistry. You need to know about electricity. You need to know about physics. You need to know a lot, auto mechanics. You need to know a lot about a lot of stuff to be a farmer. It's different from sitting behind a keyboard and making appointments for people, you know, at the doctor's office. It's different from that. Way different. So I just wanted to share that. Gwyneth?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have my degree. It's actually from Melbourne University, which is an Australian Ivy League university. So, my degree is in environmental science and geography. And since I have graduated, I've done a lot of private research on my own time into from how indigenous tribes use their land, okay? And you'd be really, really surprised. There are agricultural systems that indigenous tribes are still currently using in some parts of the world that are 3,000 and 4,000 years old. This is systems of drainage canals, irrigation, food transportation. I'm thinking especially in South America, and also, you know, people think that Papua New Guinea is jungle tribes and that they're savages and that they've never had agriculture. That's absolutely not true. There are agricultural irrigation systems, massive ones, in Papua New Guinea that are anything up to 20,000 years old. And, you know, people are absolutely astounded when they hear that. But these were entirely dug with hand tools, not even with shovels, with something like digging sticks and also stone adzes. So stone tools basically fastened onto the end of a stick, or sometimes just a stick. They're digging the soil out and piling it up to one side to create an irrigation trench, just a sharpened stick. If they can do it, then you can do it. And it, while it's true that the average farm generates $300 per acre in the United States, there are actually a lot of farms that are much smaller, that are in the ballpark of 1 to 20 or 50 acres, that are actually generating up to and a bit more than $100,000 an acre. And you might think, how on earth is that possible? But I assure you
that's easy. That's easy. That's poppies and marijuana.
No, actually. You know how they're doing it? They are
intensively growing
organic vegetables.
Right. And herbs, yes. Mm-hmm. And mushrooms.
Herbs, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're intensively growing organic vegetables and organic herbs. And this is how you do it, okay? You plant fruit trees and nut trees in the garden, and you have those so that they are on, that they're established on irrigation lines. You have them growing between the garden beds, and depending on the climate that you're in, sometimes in the garden beds, but you'll have to think about this for your own particular situation. If you're in an arid climate or a semi-arid climate, you need to dig a trench on contour, okay? And you fill the bottom of the trench with wood chips, bark chips or some such thing, and then a layer of manure. And then you use that trench as an irrigation system. And you have the ditches, the trenches on contour, going down the hill as a terrace. And then you plant your vegetable crops into the trench, okay? And then, like I said, depending on your climate, on the side of the trench, the dirt that you've dug out of the trench that you've piled on the downhill slope to make the edge of the terrace. On there, you plant some manner of tree that is maybe a bit more suited to being in the dry, something like a carob tree, something like an olive tree, or something like that. You have to do your own research for trees that are like that, that are suited to your area. Maybe prickly pears if your trench is wide enough, because prickly pears can tend to, you know, expand. But the thing is that they provide shelter to the vegetables that are growing in the trench. And they provide shade. And they, of course, feed off, as well as that, they feed off the moisture that's in the trench. And they, it helps their growth as well. And they feed off the nutrients that are in the trench. And it helps their growth as well. If you're in an arid climate or a semi-arid climate, you may have to find that you plant the trees periodically actually in the trench. Okay? So you, like I say, you have to actually use your intelligence. You have to use your brain to be a farmer. People think that farmers are stupid. Actually, they're not. They're some of the cleverest people. And you look at how a forest is formed. You look at the canopy, and any forest grows in layers, and you can arrange it so that you have this sort of food forest growing in your backyard, or growing on your 1, 10, 20 acres of land, and to gradually turn the whole thing into a vast forest of food-bearing trees. And if you think how many nut trees, for instance, could you fit onto 1 acre of land? I haven't done that calculation, but I would imagine that it would be several dozen mature nut trees, each producing 500 kilograms of nuts per year. I'm talking about something like almonds, hazelnuts, or walnuts. Okay, these trees grow to be quite large, and their nuts are very, very, they command a premium price, especially if the nuts have been raised in an organic fashion and have never, ever, ever been sprayed. If you can do that, then you have got a very, very easy income, okay? Mm-hmm. And under the trees, you can plant your vegetables, you can plant your herbs, you can plant root crops underneath the fruit trees and underneath the nut trees. And they are shaded from the sun. And like I say, because they're in a trench system, it makes the whole process of irrigation much easier. Of course, you're still going to have to irrigate. You're going to have to send up a pondage system in order to provide the irrigation water before you put in any gardens at all. But it absolutely can be done. And you can generate up to $100,000 per acre of land if you set up your land in that way. And there are people doing it in the United States as
we speak. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Studio window here to an orchard we have in our farm, fruit trees. And as you were describing this, I've decided to take the rain runoff that we have from our barn, plumb it underground with 4-inch pipe to the orchard. And it's like 20 or so fruit trees that have just gotten started. And I can take that rain drip, drip, drip from the overnight cooling of the air, the condensation of the air on the steel roof that's cooler, causes condensation. So at night we've got water droplets coming off the roof. I can collect that, send that several hundred feet to the orchard underground. And for maybe if I buy used materials, we've got a backhoe, we can trench it. For a couple $100, we can have permanent irrigation for our fruit trees. Makes absolute sense to do that, don't you think?
Yes, I'm absolutely in agreement with that. I'm considering doing a similar method on my farm to create an avenue of, I'm thinking nut trees along our driveway. There's a type of nut tree called a hazelnut tree. Okay. It's nuts. Very, very valuable as a health product, and I think that they're going to become more valuable as time goes on as a health food because they are a superfood for the brain, okay? And they've been recognized as such among the Northern Europeans, the Scottish and the Irish and other Northern European peoples for thousands of years in their mythology and in their history. They are legendary for being a brain stimulant. But, you know, people think that they can't grow here. Well, I've got news for them that I'm growing them here. they live for hundreds of years. They grow to be a large, shady tree, and they grow anywhere that you can grow oak trees. You can grow hazelnut trees because they need the same sort of soil conditions as oak trees. And at my son's former high school in the local village, they planted a grove of oak trees, and they irrigated them, they established them, and those oak trees are maybe now 30 feet high. So they're still babies yet. They wouldn't be more than about 30 years old, I would say, these oak trees, maybe 20 or 30 years old. Oak trees, when they are fully grown, they are well over, they would grow to be between 50 and 100 feet tall and probably around about the same width. And they live to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. They, in Europe, there are oak trees, and in Britain, there are oak trees that are still growing that are at least 600 or 800 years old. And so they're magnificent. But what people don't know is that anywhere that you can grow oak trees, you can also grow hazelnut trees, and you can grow chestnut trees as well. And it's very common in Europe for the three trees to grow together in the same forest. As it's called a tree guild. So the three trees, they grow together, they have a relationship in the soil with each other, they help one another in the soil. Because, you know, I don't know if any of your class has seen that movie Avatar, but at one point in the movie, you know, one of the main characters mentions that the trees are talking to each other through their root system. Well, actually, that's what happens with trees. They actually do communicate with each other in a forest through their root system. And so I would love to plant a grove of nut trees here. And to
hold that thought.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been given assurances by the Saudi royal family that it will be looking into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Yesterday I had the chance to have a number of extended meetings with King Salman, the Crown Prince, Otto Javert, the foreign minister. In each of those meetings, I stressed the importance of them conducting a complete investigation of the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. And they made a commitment. They said they would do that. They said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul early this month. First Lady Melania Trump's plane making an emergency landing this morning when smoke was detected aboard the Air Force jet shortly after takeoff from Base Andrews in Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding. Sign up. What are today's hot? Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, you mentioned planting a nut growing. And on our farm, we have black walnut trees growing. They're mature, they're very large, and they drop black walnuts on the ground. Lots of them. Probably, if we were able to collect them all, a pickup truck load every year of black walnuts.
Wow.
And we also planted chestnut trees. And I'm looking forward to that. Now, that was something that was quite a delicacy when I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s. You know, for Thanksgiving, we would have roasted chestnuts. And I thought, well, You know, they don't have, they're kind of hard to find here in Missouri. On the East Coast, you can find them. But we planted our own chestnut trees so we could have them as well. But I think it's important to do exactly what you're saying. Grow synergistically. Grow trees that like each other, that don't fight each other. Plant underneath the canopy. Absolutely, absolutely important. And when you plant a garden, one of the things that I've discovered, when I was growing up in the 1960s, we had a garden, but we put it in the corner of the property. It's too far away. But right outside the back door, right outside the kitchen door, we had an herb garden. That was really convenient. So we could go right out in the herb garden, pick the herbs that we were going to have with that meal, fresh right then and there. But, you know, walking to the distant corner of the property for tomatoes and watering and that kind of thing, it's too far. So my thinking is, if you're going to have a garden that you can actually use, you can intensively garden and have it really close to the back door, if that's a sunny area. That way you can water it, you can weed it, and you can get fresh produce, you know, during the growing seasons every day. It makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. So that's what we do.
Well, actually, I do something quite similar at my place. I have a vegetable garden which grows against our house does not sit north, south, east, west. We have a north east facing wall. So remember, we're in the southern hemisphere. Mm-hmm. So it would be like having a southeast facing wall where you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so anyway, that is quite a warm area. And so I tend to plant vegetables there. The idea was to plant vegetables there that like the heat during the winter to get them established. So that I have a bit longer growing season for things like, for instance, courgettes, tomatoes, and such like. But gradually what's happened is that I've been planting perennial vegetables in that place, such as globe artichokes and rhubarb in the garden beds. And these garden beds are made out of old fridges and old bathtubs with the holes plugged up and with drainage holes drilled about 2 inches below the soil surface, filled up to that point with you know, bark chips, and then the last few inches in well-rotted compost and manure. And that's how I do it. And the subsurface water keeps them going really, really well, so that I only have to water them at this time of year every couple of weeks. In the middle of summer, I would anticipate doing my garden watering there about once a week. But my other vegetable gardens, they are a little bit of a walk, maybe about 20 or 30 metres walk, but they are right next to the chicken pen. So I go and visit the chickens every single day to collect eggs, to feed them, to make sure they're okay, to talk to them, to watch them, to make sure, you know, that all is well in the world of chook. And when I'm there, I go into my vegetable garden and I pull up weeds and I throw the edible weeds, that things like grass, oats, barley and such like, over the fence into the chicken pen, so that the chickens have fresh greens every day. And this is what I'm talking about with actually integrating the various aspects of your life. This is a key part of permaculture. Now, because chickens, you can't keep them too close to the house, because I have roosters and they crow. And sometimes they crow at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. I don't want them close to the house. So, but having the chickens and the vegetable patch, and the vegetable patch has got 6 foot high fences all the way around it. And I train my chickens to not go into the vegetable patches. You know, they don't go in there anymore. But this is it. This is what you need to do. You need to integrate your life. And I grow, I have a walnut tree. My walnut tree is not as big as yours yet. My walnut tree is maybe about 18 inches tall. And I actually thought that, I put it in a few years ago, and then we had a year or two of rather harsh weather, and I thought that walnut tree had died because it hadn't put out any shoots in a year or two. But I left the stump there, and I said, oh, well, I'm going to pull that up one day, etc. But I'm glad I didn't pull it up because this year, for whatever reason, it's decided to put shoots out, and it's actually growing, and it's growing at a phenomenal rate. And so what I think has happened is it just spent those few years putting down a taproot. And then when it thought that its taproot had gotten down to a sufficient level, then it concentrated once again into producing a canopy. And this is it, just having the intelligence to recognize what's going on and sometimes just to leave things be. You know, if you think that something's not working, especially in the area of trees, sometimes just wait a year or two to see if the tree actually begins to do something again. Because, you know, trees go through cycles. Sometimes they have bad years. And then you usually find that after it's gone through a season of slow growth, that it will double or triple its height. Sometimes within a single season, you know, and but anyway, this is how I organize my own vegetable patch. And a lot of, I've got two vegetable gardens and another one that's being planned. One of the vegetable gardens is mostly, once again, old fridges and old bathtubs in raised beds. And the other one, as a trench system, as a system of how I described earlier, you dig trenches and then you fill them mostly with bark chips. And one thing I do to help the soil hold its moisture, I put water, they're called water-saving crystals, okay? I don't know if they sell those in hardware stores in the United States, but they certainly sell them in Australia. Would you like me to describe what I mean by water-saving crystals?
Sure, sure, please do. Sure.
Okay. Water-saving crystals, there's a number of different kinds, okay? And the ones that I have actually are not the proper ones that you're supposed to use in a garden, but they work. They are a compound that are called polyacrylates, okay? And they are the same compounds. You know the baby's nappies and the feminine hygiene products, and they're ultra-thin.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get moisture on them, then they fluff up and they retain the moisture. I think that we've all probably seen those. Or how they work is they have a layer of polyacrylate crystals in them, and those absorb the moisture and they lock the moisture away. The other place that you see polyacrylate crystals is fake snow. I don't know if you know, if you've seen fake snow, Vincent.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what that is polyacrylate crystals. And I've been experimenting this year with using polyacrylate crystals on the garden. And so far it's been a phenomenal success. They're non-toxic in the soil. The only thing I would say is that they can tend to make the water in your reservoir a bit slimy. And so people say, oh, it's, you know, that you can use it in dams. I'm not sure that I would just be adding it to dam water, although apparently you're supposed to be able to. But I would say in a confined irrigation system that it's going to be an excellent solution. And so far, it's going great. The trial areas that I've been putting the mixing the polyacrylate in with the compost has been working really well for water retention in the soil. But like I say, I'll keep you posted on that. But this is it. You've got to try new things. And if you've got a new idea or something that you want to experiment with, like, for instance, setting up one of these terrace trench systems, like, for instance, using polyacrylate systems, like, for instance, converting bathtubs and washing machines and, you know, old fridges into gardens, don't feel that you have to do it all at once. Get one or two of them and give it a go. And then if it works, get a few more and do the same thing. And then it becomes, once you get good at it, it becomes a rinse and repeat cycle. Does that make sense?
Yes, and we are saving tires for those in the area who want to use them for their gardens. And so we've been stacking them up. And anybody who
that's
wants
another
something
thing we do here, that tree guard.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, well, yeah, Gwyneth is with us, and we'll be right back. We're talking about farming. And I've got a question. Have you dewormed chickens? And if you have, what did you do? We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, you raised chickens. Have you ever had to deworm chickens? And if you did, what did you do?
Okay. For whatever reason, we don't get very many problems with chicken worms here. The main parasite on chickens that we get here is something called stickfast fleas. Okay. And those are small black fleas that tend to infest a chicken. They especially along the comb and along the wattle. And but if you look closely, they're actually all through the feathers. And I've found, you know, there's all sorts of you know, cures that are recommended for stickfast fleas. But I've found that there has only really been one thing that has worked for me, and you probably won't like this, Vincent, but this is the only thing that's worked for me for getting rid of stickfast fleas, and that is a small, tiny, single drop of Frontline on the comb, and you mustn't eat the eggs for 6 weeks afterwards. And if you do that to every chicken, you won't have any stickfast fleas. The Frontline will not hurt the chicken. You'll probably only have to do it once, and they will not come back. Mm-hmm. But stickfast, if you don't treat them, they'll kill your chickens. They will kill them. They will get anemia, and they will die. So, and, but I've heard all sorts of remedies of putting grease and fat and all the rest of it, and I'm sure they work up to a point. But they can get reinfested so easily from the dust that they dust bath in. If you've got a bad infestation on your property and they free range, then it can be impossible. But if you put one, that is one drop of Frontline on each chicken all at the same time, it won't just kill the fleas on the chicken. it'll kill the fleas in the whole environment and you won't have any reinfestation problems. But like I say, do not eat the eggs for 6 weeks afterwards. You can feed them to your dogs. You can feed them to your cat, of course, but don't eat the eggs yourself. Okay. So that's a good use for frontline. And you don't have to do it every month. Like I say, you'll probably only have to do it once.
And where exactly do you put this one drop?
On the comb of the chicken.
Okay.
Probably on the top of the head, you know, in between the eyes and at the top. On the comb, that's on the, you know, the fleshy bit that comes up the middle of the chicken's head. They've found that's
typically
the best
red.
Place. Yeah, they're typically red.
Yeah, and I had a question for you about bugs. You know, over this summer, we have noticed that there's the absence of beetles, grasshoppers, flies, every kind of bug you can think of is in decline. Around here, are you seeing the same thing?
I would say probably there's fewer mosquitoes than there would normally be at this time of year, but that could be that it's just been a drier year here. We are experiencing an El Nino. When you get an El Nino, you get a wetter and stormier than normal, you know, summer. When we get an El Nino, we get a drier and hotter than normal winter where we are. So I'm not particularly noticing an absence of bugs. I would say probably that most of your bug problems in the U.S. are probably caused by your genetically modified grain crops. Which is something that we don't have here in Australia. There's no genetically modified grain crop here in this country.
Are you saying
that's just my opinion.
Are you saying that the GMO and the glyphosate are killing the bugs? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But, yes, the glyphosate's a problem. But I would say that the glyphosate's definitely a problem, but I would say the GMO is even a bigger problem than that. And that's probably what's killing all your insects in the United States, which is a huge problem.
It is.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.